Smile. 90.4 FM.
So, Clara, toddlers love putting things in their mouth. This morning we heard from our listeners sharing experiences about their toddler drinking the water from the toilet brush holder, eating a half a cockroach, snails from the garden. And we've had a bit of a laugh about it, right? But there are some safety risks and choking hazards and a world of germs that stress us out. So what can us as parents do about this?
The first thing I want to say is I also have a toddler. He's about 18 months old now. And sometimes as a mom, you just completely cringe what, you know, they put in their mouths and what they do. So what we just need to understand is all kids under the age of 2 are going to put stuff in their mouths. That's a way that they explore their environment, that they identify things, you know, that's surrounding them. And unfortunately, sometimes these are things like half cockroaches or coins or liquid that's in the toilet brush holder. Oh. It's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it does start to become a concern is when the children are over the age of 2. Because by that age, they should not be adding, you know, putting stuff in their mouths as frequently.
Right.
And there is a disorder, an eating disorder, that we look out for called pica. And this is when a person or a toddler or a child puts things into their mouths that are not usually considered as food items.
Mm.
So these things are that you can look out for are things like dirt, clay, rocks, paper, some ice, crayons, hair, paint chips, chalk, and unfortunately also some feces, human or animal feces. Yeah, that's really unfortunate. Yeah,
it is absolutely horrible to think about.
Yeah, and so some of the health problems that can arise with children that do suffer from the eating disorder pica is that they could have an iron deficiency anemia. They could get lead poisoning, especially if they're eating small pieces of paint chips that do contain lead. They can get constipation if they're eating a lot of their own hair, for example, that can cause a blockage, or some diarrhea, which can lead to dehydration and electrolyte abnormalities. It could also lead to intestinal infections, and that is being infected with parasites or worms, and that's especially from children that are eating your dirt, clay, and feces. And also from children can suffer from an obstruction.
Mm.
So, for example, if they're eating a lot of their own hair, it can cause a blockage, and then that can actually create an obstruction within the intestines. And then lastly, if they are eating things like rocks and coins and things like that, they could have some injuries to their mouth or their teeth.
Okay.
So should we be worried? I mean, if they're under 2, should we be rushing over and trying to knock it out of their hands?
I do. If I see he's got little pebbles from the garden, I try and take it out of his mouth. I don't want him to swallow it.
Oh.
Yes, definitely. I think that's more for a choking hazard, especially for under the age of 2. So, you know, I think that children exploring their environment, putting things in their mouth, under the age of 2, you know, it is going to be normal, but you do want to stay away from things like feces or anything that is a small round object that can cause some sort of choking. Mm.
So you're more worried about them choking on the feces rather than the grossness of it.
I think it's a bit of both, hey?
Yeah, a little bit of both. More just the poor mom that has to deal with the aftermath of that.
Okay, so Clara, you and I have got our work cut out for us for another couple of months at least.
Yeah, make us feel a bit better. You said you got an 18-month-old. What's the grossest thing she has put in their mouths?
So it's a boy. Oh, my word. We've got 2 dogs. So, I mean, he puts... Yeah, no, he hasn't eaten their feces, thank goodness.
But they make a beeline for the dog food, don't they?
Yes, oh my gosh, he loves, that's one thing that's really gross, is we have those pigments that we give the dogs, it's called All-in-One, and it's all the offcuts, it's raw meat, and he loves to feed the dogs, it's one of his chores. And he sometimes, unfortunately, licks that food.
One for you, one for me, one for you.
Exactly.
Smile Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. Sesto Dnieha. Dnieha. Big Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.